Hey, everybody, it's Corey.
It's Billy.
And this is Gripped, Awakening the Grown in a Generation for Revival and the Return of the Lord. We are Session 8, Episode 8, Season 6.
Yes.
Ministry of the Spirit.
Come on.
You know, I don't know about you, we are getting absolutely wrecked in this season. It's deeper. It's taken us deeper and even more contemplative and fellowshipping with the Spirit. But for my life, and I know you,
yes,
the groan,
this is it,
the cry, the spirit of prayer,
yes,
it flows from within.
Yes, for sure. For sure. It's not something I watch somebody's way that they pray or whatever, and then I try to emulate that. No, that thing has to come up from on the inside.
Yes. John 4, he says, a fountain springing up. John 7, a river breaking out.
Yes.
It comes from within.
Rivers of living water, the Holy Spirit.
We're going to get to the baptism of the Spirit probably in the next session and stuff like this. But guys, Romans 8 is such a gold mine. I am just freshly stirred and awakened to how Paul is picking up where Jesus left off in John 14 through 16.
Yes.
And taking it even in to just giving us more and more insight. We ended the last one. Oh, my goodness. In our last session, we got just wrecked. We got wrecked.
I love it.
I do, too. I want the Lord to break into every one of these.
Every single one of these.
And we ended. I just want to start with where we ended in our last one, okay? Because Paul is saying we received the spirit of adoption in verse 15, okay? By whom we cry out, Abba, Father. So the day you're born again, and there's this growing revelation of sonship that's pretty much solidifying you, I belong to God.
Mm, mm.
I am yours.
Yes.
His spirit's bearing witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And you did quote, I'm just thinking about it right now, that First John where it says, has not yet been revealed.
Yes.
Anyway, but when he's revealed, we should be like him.
Yes.
What Paul's going to do is going to say, yes, you receive the spirit of adoption, but your sonship is manifested or brought forth or procured through suffering.
Yeah.
Okay? He's going to talk about if indeed we suffer with him,
yes,
that we may be glorified together with him.
Yeah, we walk through it with him, and it's from there he brings us forth. He brings us into it in fullness.
And this is a side point, but you know those two phrases in Hebrews where it says Jesus learned obedience.
Through the things he
and
suffered.
And he became perfect. Or he was made perfect
through those things he suffered, yeah.
And it's not like Jesus was imperfect and then became perfect.
Right.
It's untested to test it.
Mm, that's good.
And that's the way, I think I heard Bob Sorge say that.
Yeah.
It's untested to tested. And it's the testing that causes that which is real to come forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And we receive sonship through that. And so suffering is part of this. Romans 8:18, he says, you can't compare present sufferings to the glory which shall be revealed in us. And I think it's by getting and growing in a revelation of the glory that's how we walk through present sufferings.
Yeah. Yes.
If your vision or your understanding of what's on the inside of you is smaller than what's on the outside of you,
yes,
what's on outside will crush you.
Mm.
It will discourage you. It will put you down, and you will lose your way if what's on the outside is bigger than what's on the inside.
But John told us, right? First John, he said, greater is he who is in us
than
he who is in the world.
Yes.
It's the exact same idea that Holy Spirit on the inside of us is able to fortify us. So when the pressings, the difficulties, the trials come to crush us, we are fortified, enabled to stand and then come to maturity in our sonship.
Well, in an earlier session, I talked about salvation being like there's justification,
yes,
there's sanctification,
yes,
and there's glorification.
Yes, yes.
We were saved, we're being saved,
yes,
and we're going to be saved.
Yes.
Okay? And I said in the same way that there the Allied troops got the beach in Normandy. My glasses fell off there. We'll get it. In the same way, so the ultimate end of God is not just our spirits being saved, but our souls, which is what we're experiencing through sanctification. And the ultimate is our bodies being saved at the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
Paul, in Romans 8, is going to say the initial deposit of the Spirit is ultimately leading to glorification.
Yes, yes.
That's what I'm saying through all of this.
Yeah.
And he now begins to put pressure in how creation, he's going to begin to talk about creation is groaning.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about we who have the first fruits of the Spirit are groaning.
We groan. Uh-huh.
He says the Holy Spirit's groaning so that everything that has been put on the inside of us would fully come forth in the fullness of time, which will be found at the coming of Jesus.
There's so much into this process. I think one of the things, just to simplify, is that life in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, walking in your sonship, is unto a fullness that ends up with you in a glorified state in full union with the Godhead. We call it the marriage supper of the Lamb. We call it eternity. Yes. But that's where this is going. Now, what's interesting to me is Paul, he's pointing to that as the vision for why we don't walk in the flesh now.
That's right.
Because there's this transformation process that's taking place unto the fullness. And so we're more and more being conformed into the image. We're more and more being transformed, like we talked about in a previous episode, by the Spirit on the inside. Our soul is being transformed unto the fullness of when our bodies are transformed. And he explains that this process of this, it happens through a groan that is released by Holy Spirit through our spirit unto the fullness of this being birthed in us.
I want you to look earlier in 15. It says we've received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. What's the full adoption? He tells us in verse 23, not only that, but we who have the first fruits of the Spirit. Okay, isn't that interesting? So we have the first fruits of that which will be fully given. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay? We're eagerly waiting for the adoption. Here it is, the redemption of our bodies.
Yeah.
The spirit of adoption is the initial evidence of the Spirit within you that culminates with a glorified body.
Yeah. And I think our problem is so often that we are so set with our minds on just this age, this right now.
Yes.
That we don't have this vision that's actually the biblical vision.
Yes.
Like Paul's point of how you overcome walking in the flesh.
This is so good.
Is by walking in the Spirit and understanding that this is unto a fullness that you're not going to be in this body in this way forever.
Yes.
That there's a fullness coming where you're going to put on glory.
Yes.
That there's ages to come in redemption, and that this moment right now, it's the internship.
Yes.
That in some ways, this moment right now is the moment, it's the whole age, the whole life is the momentary sufferings that aren't revealed, that they don't compare to the glory that's going to be revealed. And so catching that as Paul's way that he's motivating us to live connected to the Spirit is an important critical thought.
I love it. It's really pastoral.
It's so interesting.
It's so pastoral. We treat pastoring as being able to speak to just people's conditions, saying, hey, you got to try harder. Paul will connect us with eternity to fuel us for today.
Exactly.
He did this time and time again through the epistles. I want to get now to the Spirit helping us.
Yes.
I want you to look at me. One of the big verses, and we're going to talk to you about the spirit of prayer here in this session right here. And he says this, verse 26, likewise, the Spirit helps in our weaknesses. Okay, Jesus says, I'm going to send you a helper. And we have it right here. The Spirit helps in our weaknesses, for we don't know what we should pray for as we are.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we don't even know how to pray. We're going to eternity. We're going to get a new body. We're walking through present sufferings. What do I pray for? How do I pray? And he says, the Spirit's been given to help you to pray.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you don't know what to pray.
Exactly.
And it says that the Spirit himself makes intercession for us or with us with groanings,
yes,
which cannot be uttered. Now, he who searches the hearts, the Father, the Son, knows what the mind of the Spirit is. So we're seeing the unity between the Godhead.
Yes, yes.
knows the mind and the will of the Spirit because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Yes, 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 yes. It's amazing.
The spirit of prayer. Guys, this is one of the big things that we want to hit on you right now. We want to begin to kind of turn the corner here a little bit as it relates to our own life. We've been doing a lot of fellowshipping, communing, and connecting and looking at the indwelling spirit. But there, the cry of the Spirit, what we're seeing right now is that the Spirit isn't stagnant. The Spirit isn't just a hot tub in there, just kind of chilling, but he's groaning himself yes. within you, and that he himself is making intercession. He's in the gap, pushing you forth into the will of God and pushing all of humanity into the will of God. But there, you have this intercessor within you who's helping you navigate. What's our weaknesses? We're caught in between two time frames. I've got eternity screaming while I'm walking through the sludges and the pressures of a fallen world.
Exactly.
And we've got an intercessor connected to the intercessor at the right hand.
Yes.
Pushing us into the will of God.
Yeah, when we're talking about what we say every single episode, awakening the groan in a generation for revival and the return of the Lord, this is exactly what we're talking about.
Yes.
We're getting it from these passages right here in Romans 8, that the Holy Spirit groaning on the inside of us for the full manifestation of power of the kingdom on the earth, with the fullness being Jesus' return. The idea of Revelation 22:17 is what pops
yes.
to mind.
Yes.
The Spirit and the bride say come. Okay, so that's the groan that we are referencing. We're not just saying, oh, let's just get in a service and we're not saying just groan to groan.
Yes.
We're talking about a spirit-birthed groan that is the same groan that he describes in Romans 8 that the whole creation is groaning with.
Yes.
So here's what's going on. Creation, he's talking about the created order. I mean, the planet, the tectonic plates, the animal kingdom, the whole created order, it's actually uncomfortable. And it's uncomfortable because it's been subjected
yes.
to the bondage of sin
yes.
through Adam's transgression.
Yes.
This creation that we are living in is under the curse. And it's groaning. It's waiting. It's longing because in the creation, there is a knowing, there is a knowledge in the creation itself that it's fullness is not to be under a curse, but it's to be covered in glory. The glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as water covers the seas, okay? So now, we ourselves, we're also groaning in ourselves by the Holy Spirit because our fullness, the finality for us, just like the creation is not to be under a curse, the finality for us is not to live in a broken, fallen flesh. It's to actually put on glory. That's what Paul is pointing to. So when he's saying, don't set your mind on carnal things, set your mind on things of the Spirit, there's a groan on the inside that wants to take you into fullness. This is the direction of the focus so that we would connect then with Holy Spirit, our intercessor on the inside, Jesus, our intercessor at the right hand of the Father, and that those groans
yes.
would connect
yes.
and we would long and ache and groan unto the fullness of the kingdom to come.
You have heaven in you, heaven above you, heaven around you, pushing you into the will of God.
Yeah.
There's this spirit of prayer, friends. You want to grow in the spirit of prayer, connect with the intercessor within.
Yes.
Connect with the intercessor above. Do you have the Holy Spirit as an intercessor? And he has groanings. There are unutterable groans that are alive on the inside of you. And the more that you set your mind's eye on the indwelling spirit, the more you will find those groanings.
Yes.
Intensifying on the inside of you.
Yes.
The more uncomfortable you will find yourself in this fallen age, the more internal groan will begin to long for his coming and for you to shed off this body of death and to throw on immortality. The Spirit and the bride say, come. I want to say
yes.
it here. That this is, God has two ingredients to bring us forth. presence and pressure, the glory and the gory. And what that's going to do, it does it to us individually, but God's going to do this to the whole earth. The great outpouring of the Spirit and the great tribulation is going to bring forth a church that's going to come off our islands of isolation.
Yeah.
And come out of individualism,
yes,
and doing
yes,
this in
yes,
ourselves,
yes.
And is going to bring us into a profound submission to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The church is going to come into unity, and you only unify to the degree you submit.
Mm.
You only unify to the degree you submit. And the Father is going to make this paramount for the end time church. Is to come out of living in the flesh,
yeah.
Living in carnality,
yes.
And the whole global church is going to come into a unity with the Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Yes, yes. I think there's this thing that God wants to deliver us from. It's this fixation with the finite, where we're just focused on the right here, the right now, this place, the natural that we see and feel and taste and touch. And there is so much more, beloved. And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about engaging with the Holy Spirit. It's transcendent. He's God. This is heavenly. And as long as your vision is stuck right here, you won't enter into a groan that's ultimately about birthing the fullness of the kingdom of God. You'll be stuck thinking about, did I pay my taxes? Did I do good at work today? And you'll be stuck in this place only. And it's a matter of us lifting our eyes heavenward, lifting our eyes and looking to God and recognizing there is a fullness that's far greater than just what we see right here and right now, what we taste, touch, feel, and smell.
Guys, I just want to speak to this about the work of the Spirit within you, because he's also interceding so that every area on the inside of you would be fully conformed into the image of the Son. Whatever areas the Holy Spirit's putting his finger on in this season, it is preparing you for that unity with the Spirit. I believe that the Spirit of prayer, it's the work of God within you to bring you into unity with his will, with his purpose. So when he's highlighting the areas and the caves of lust, fear, rejection, shame, the places you run to hide, Holy Spirit's calling you into, and I'll use a big word, a synchronization with heaven.
Mm. I say, God, get us on your same frequency.
Yes, yeah, same
get
thing.
Get us on your frequency.
Yes.
Let me ask you about verse 26.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes, charismatic Pentecostal people utilize this to talk about tongues. The groans from the Spirit through us, for us. Do you see this as tongues? How do you engage this as it relates to praying in tongues?
You know, I think tongues achieves these same things as yes. far as praying in the will of God.
Yes.
Bringing us into the mind of God, bringing us into unity with the Spirit. But the ultimate context is about that groan about where we're going.
An aching and a longing yeah, and a desiring. Aching.
It's not even, being able even, to know what to say.
And even maybe like an actual groan that comes out of your
yes,
gut, right?
Yes. And I absolutely, yes, absolutely. But I think part of, we know this, and we'll get into this probably in the next session, but when we pray in tongues, we pray with our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He says yes. that when we pray in tongues, we pray with our spirit.
Yes.
So I think there is a praying with the Holy Spirit in this that mm-hmm. I think you could find tongues in it, but I don't think it's the pronounced thing that Paul's hitting right here.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah. So tongues would be maybe a subcategory of the groan.
Yes,
I got
yes.
It.
And
yeah.
I think
that's really good. I
accentuates
like
and highlights and supplements the groan.
Mm-hmm.
And helps bring us into, because I think it's this, it helps us walk through, it helps us come into the will of the Spirit. It brings us into the agenda of the Spirit and gets us out of just praying what we think we should pray. Because
mm-hmm.
I think that's a big statement. We don't know how to pray as we are.
Yeah.
Your journey in prayer begins with, I don't know how to pray or what to pray.
Mm.
See, that's what the work of the Spirit is called. I don't know how to do anything. And that is an affront to an American culture that prides ourselves in knowing every answer for everything.
Yes.
And Paul going, no, you don't know how to pray as you ought.
Yeah. And for me, I mean, whenever I begin to approach a subject to pray about because of that, I don't imagine that I can come up with the right words every single time. So that's what actually escorts me to pray in tongues.
Yes.
And I don't just start groaning. Usually I start praying in tongues.
Yes.
And then oftentimes when I'm praying in tongues, I begin to groan.
Yes.
Like I actually have both experiences going on together, both by the Spirit.
Yes.
But it's from that recognition of, man, I really am weak and I really don't know how to pray. And I want to pray the perfect will of God, which is really what he describes in verse 27. It says, he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Yes.
And I want to tap into that.
Yes.
How do I tap into praying the perfect will of God? How do I tap into a language that's not mine and contrived from my own mind? And so it's the groan. But for me, I find that I begin to groan often when I pray in the Spirit. So tongues is like an escort into a place of groaning.
Yes, yes, yes. Which is bringing us forward, which is praying the perfect will of God for our life.
Yes.
And sometimes you may not even pray to any understandable words.
Right.
To push that forward. Maybe sometimes you may get a phrase at the end of it, but this is about pushing you into the will of God.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that I know we've had questions about how do we awaken a groan? What is the awakening of the groan? And that's why we're talking about this right now, that when you begin to live life in the Spirit, when you begin to put off the carnal influences and the carnal mind, and you actually lean into this, I need you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I need you to teach me to pray. I need you to pray for me, to pray through me. You begin to touch something on the inside where you recognize, I am so in need, and where this is going is so far beyond anything I've ever considered. I'm stuck thinking about my here and my now, but there is so much more in the heart of God. That is where the groan begins to awaken in our own souls.
Just a couple of more minutes here. God, we ask you to awaken the groan in us.
Yes.
We confess we don't know how to pray.
Yes, God.
We don't know what to pray and how to pray.
Yes, God.
Holy Spirit, you make intercession within us. I pray that you would bring us into that unity of intercession that you are moving in on the inside of us right now.
Jesus.
God, I pray that you would work this on the inside of us. There's a prayer meeting within. There's a prayer meeting above. There's a prayer meeting surrounding. Bring us into the prayer meeting of heaven to bring forth the perfect will of God in our lives.
Just even for a moment, I want to encourage you, if you have a prayer language, go ahead and pray. Our next episode, we're going to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that you'd be filled with the Spirit, and you would receive a prayer language. But if, even now, right there in your car, in your room, wherever you're listening, Lord, we ask you right now to awaken a groan, shando reba bobo boko, awaken a groan in the heart, in the mind, in the soul, in the spirit of every person. Open it up right now. Open it up right now. And I pray for liberty and a free expression of the Spirit. Liberty and a free intercession of the Spirit. Release it right now in every heart right now. We give you thanks for it, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Gripped. We pray this episode blessed you. If so, feel free to subscribe and leave a good rating. You can watch this episode and more on our YouTube channel, Gripped Podcast, and feel free to follow us on Instagram @TheGrippedPodcast. Bless you.